The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Listen to the body, and as I'm sure you can understand, it's not really possible to cultivate compassion and loving kindness if in our most omnipresent relationship, the relationship with the body, we're basically not getting along very well. So take some time as if you were greeting an old friend and feel the body. Oh yes, here you are, my old friend. I do care about you, care enough to open my heart and be close. To feel whatever there is to feel now. Breathing in, feeling the body just as it is. Breathing out, willing to let the body be the way it is now. Breathing in, willing to be intimate. Breathing out, willing to relax into the experience, to include everything. So we're cultivating a very simple, all-embracing presence with the body now. Allow the muscles around the eyes and throughout the face to soften. Feel the jaw and the mouth. And we're just tuning into those places where we tend to unconsciously hold tension, like the tops of the shoulders. Just inviting a simple, forgiving presence. And if the tension releases, great. And if the tension doesn't release, then just accept the way it is. Feel the belly, let it round and soften. Feeling the floor, the pelvis. And any other places in the body that seem to be asking for some of this kind, forgiving presence. Just breathe in and out of those places for a few seconds now. As if we have all the time in the world to settle more authentically, more deeply into the experience of sitting, this body, being known, being accepted. And we'll begin the loving kindness reflections by doing a short forgiveness practice. So let come to mind some situation from the past where you've harmed another person or even a group of people. And just remember as it comes to mind, remember how easy it is at times to make mistakes, how easy it is for our mind to get caught up in pain, in some reactive pattern driven by greed or driven by fear, or anger, or just distractedness. So it could be something quite simple like just having said something insulting or hurtful. And just sensing as if you were right there with the person you harmed. And we're going to practice silently in the mind, in the heart, asking for forgiveness as if we were talking to this person. So it might go something like this. It's so easy to make mistakes as a human being. When my mind, my heart swept away by greed or anger, it's just really easy to make mistakes. So I'm asking for your forgiveness. Please forgive me for any harm that I've caused. Please forgive me. And then pause and then do it two more times or so, just silently, as if you're actually talking to this person. And then when you feel ready, you can bring to mind somebody else that you've harmed. Just take some time, remember the situation, remember again how easy it is as a human being to get caught up due to fear or anger or greed, whatever it was. And because the mind is caught up to make mistakes. So in your own words, just asking for forgiveness. And when you're ready, bringing to mind somebody that's harmed you. So we'll practice offering forgiveness. So when you bring it to the situation to mind, remember from their point of view, it's not easy being a human being. And just like it was for us, it was easy for this person to get lost or caught up in anger or greed or simple distractedness in a way that allowed them to cause harm. And also, no longer wanting to be the person who's upset or who's resentful, who's angry at them for the harm they've caused. I'm ready to forgive. I know it's not easy being a human being. And so as best I can, I forgive you for any harm that you've caused me. So something like that. And again, do it two or three times, and then bring another person to mind and do the same thing. And finally, we forgive ourselves. Just a sense of being a human being, an imperfect human being, which means we're not able to take care of ourselves perfectly. So as best I can, I forgive myself for all the conditioning, the habit energies that are not so wholesome, all the little and big ways that I haven't taken care of myself or caused others harm. As best I can, I forgive myself for being an imperfect human being. Just do something like that a couple times, offering yourself forgiveness. We'll begin the loving kindness practice then. And because we are just reflecting and forgiving ourselves, we'll begin the loving kindness practice tonight, bringing this heart, this life to mind. And just sense the body sitting, and we sense the tender, sensitive heart right in the middle here. May this heart be safe from harm. May wisdom and love protect me always. Then you can just repeat the traditional phrase silently in your mind. May this heart be safe from harm. May wisdom and love protect me always. May this heart realize real peace and happiness. May this heart realize peace and happiness here and now. May this heart be at ease. At ease with all the conditions or circumstances of my life. May this heart be at ease. And we begin again. May this heart be safe. May wisdom and love protect this heart always. May this heart be peaceful, happy. May this heart be at ease in all conditions, at all times. May this heart be safe, protected. May wisdom and love protect this heart always. May this heart be happy. May this heart be at ease with all conditions. So we're just wishing the heart safety, wishing the heart peace or happiness, and wishing the heart ease in all conditions, all circumstances. And you could just continue silently and feel that each wish, after each phrase, this simple quality of generosity, you're sending out this good wish to ourself, to oneself. So let's continue in silence for a while now. We stick with the phrases because we care about this heart, this life here. And because we care, we're capable of sending out these simple good wishes, one after another in a relaxed pace. Feel the goodness or generosity of the heart. So for each phrase, we have to refine this basic goodness or generosity of the heart that recognizes I do care about this life, care enough to connect, care enough to offer this simple good wish. May this heart be safe from harm. May wisdom and love protect this heart always. May this heart experience real happiness and peace. And may this heart be at ease with the conditions of my life. I do care about this heart. And just as I care about this heart, we let somebody else come to mind now, somebody easy to love. And that doesn't, or usually it doesn't mean a partner or a boyfriend, girlfriend. Instead, just somebody simple that's easy to love. Might be a niece, a nephew, grandchild, might be a neighbor's child that you see and have a relationship with, or some benefactor, somebody who's really been there for you in your life. So in any case, bring somebody who's easy to love to mind. Just remember their image in your heart, as if you have a felt sense of this person, their goodness. I care about your good heart. May you be safe and protected in all ways. And may wisdom and love be your great protector. May your heart be happy and peaceful. And may your heart be at ease in all conditions. I care about your heart. So just continue sending one phrase after the other to this person you've brought to mind now for a couple minutes. Don't worry if you get lost in thought, thinking about the person. As soon as you notice that, come back to the structure of the practice where we feel our heart center and remember, I care about you. May your heart be safe and protected in all ways. May the deepest wisdom and love protect you. May your heart be happy. And may you be at ease in all the conditions of your life. I care about your heart. And feel free to bring another person to mind, or just to stay with the person you've first brought to mind. If and when you bring another person to mind, take the time to remember them and have a real felt sense of them, especially remembering their goodness, their beautiful qualities. So with the loving kindness practice, it isn't about how many people you bring to mind. What's important is uncovering this upwelling of goodness, what we call loving kindness. Letting it flow, letting it well up in the heart, flow outward to the person. And if there's a strong flow, you can even notice that you can send it out to neutral people. Like you might know your neighbor but don't have a strong or deep relationship with them. But because you know they're a human being, because you know that they want to be happy just like you, then practice sending out these good wishes to more neutral people, colleagues at work or neighbors, someone who checks you out at the grocery store. Even the difficult people in our lives, they just want to be happy. They might be confused, they may be caught in some not so wholesome feedback loop, but they just want to be happy. So may all these difficult people in my life, all the people that scare me, all the people that I have felt harmed, have harmed me. May you also be safe and protected. And may your heart open with real peace and happiness. And may you find your way to goodness. May you be at ease. May all beings near and far, human beings and all the non-human beings, all the creatures, all the wealthy humans and all the human beings without wealth, those who are being oppressed in different ways, those with difficult life circumstances, may all beings be protected, and may the deepest wisdom and the deepest love be our great refuge. May our hearts find real happiness, peace, and ease. And for just another minute or two, see if you can feel, notice this upwelling, this wish for all beings to be at ease, this being right here, and all beings, ease and peace in all directions. without any exceptions. Sensing that everybody, every being is receiving the goodness of our heart now.